listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Southwest and Great Southern local news. Here's what's making news Friday, December 9. A bushfire is burning in the northeastern part of Trent in the Shire of Denmark. It's sitting at advice level, posing no threat to lives or homes. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. A stern warning for fishers from Moore River to Busselton Jetty tomorrow, ahead of the start of abalone season. There were 46 rescues during the course of the 4 one-hour fishing sessions last year. General Manager of Surf Lifesaving WA, Chris Peck, says it's a dangerous activity.
Since 2012, nearly 6 people have drowned undertaking that activity. So for what is a recreational activity and is not even a swimming activity, 6 deaths is really quite high and alarmingly high, and we really do need to make sure that people are taking, precautions when they go down and do that activity.
WA's Water Minister Dave Kelly has agreed to step down as a member of Cabinet. It was at the request of the Premier, who wants to see greater female representation. Mr Kelly says he's proud of his record.
Since I came into Parliament, I've supported the Premier in opposition. I've supported him in government. Every task he's given me, I've taken.
Police in Denmark are on the lookout for a ride-on lawnmower. It was stolen from South Regional TAFE. Any information should go to the local cops. To local sport, Mount Barker take on Many Peaks this weekend in Albany Cricket. The side are coming off the back of a loss last round. Catch that game at Turf E, while Collingwood Park clash against the Railways on Turf C. Both games get underway at 12:15 tomorrow. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.